The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David De Keyser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
I take your point, Sue, but at the end of the day, this is a synagogue, not a supermarket.
You're changing your tune a bit, aren't you?
What?
You're the one who's always on about maximising income. Marketing can work for any business, you said.
Well, yes, but loyalty cards...
Well, why not?
Like, turn up to your Reform synagogue for 3 Sabbath services, get the 4th one free.
Well, I haven't worked it out exactly yet, but something like that, yes.
I don't think so.
Cheaper weddings and bar mitzvahs for regular attenders, maybe.
Not many bar mitzvahs coming up.
No?
How many of our members have got kids? People can't afford them.
Oh, come on, Brian. Most people around here are pretty well off.
Yeah, but people get used to the dinky lifestyle. The African safari, the new car every couple of years.
Well, there's certainly no family values anymore. The whole spiritual element is just gone. Hey, how about a free prize draw for everyone who turns up on a Saturday morning?
I think we need to think this one through a bit more, to be honest.
OK, I'll sleep on it for a while. Have you spoken to Melvin recently?
Now and again.
Any developments on whether he might cross the Great Divide and come and join us?
Well, you know, Melvin, impetuous is not exactly his middle name.
Oh, true.
For a man like that to switch from Orthodox to Reform, it's a big step. I think he's still...
Pondering?
Yeah, pondering.
Well, keep on at him, if we can get him over. Well, Max Clifford couldn't get us any better publicity.
Leave it with me. But at the moment, I have to go. Promised Simone I wouldn't be late.
Oh, how's it going with you and Simone these days?
Well, not too bad. Several degrees of frost less than there used to be.
Good.
We nearly always sit in the same room now.
Excellent.
Same couch sometimes.
Same end of the couch.
Occasionally.
Gosh, things are looking up.
We thought we might go down to Hampton Court on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Romantic day out. Just the two of you, yeah?
Well, if it all goes wrong, I can always lose her in the maze. See ya.
See you.
Oh, Faye, it's wonderful. I can't believe it.
I know, me, going to be a grandmother. It only seems like yesterday I was waving her off for her first day at school. I'll put the kettle on.
Kettle? Nothing. I think this calls for something a bit stronger than tea. A great-grandfather. I'm going to start feeling a bit old if I'm not careful.
No, you're not old, Dad. If it's a boy, I expect to see you out in the park playing football with him whenever they're down.
Oh, I think my footballing days are behind me. I might manage to throw a ball for him.
Throw a ball? It's a baby, not a dog.
Now that Judith's moved to Aberdeen, maybe she'll have a little Scotch terrier.
You think they'll stay in Aberdeen, then?
Oh, I think so. They like it there. Martin's job's going well.
But now they have a child, they'll have to think about a Jewish upbringing. There can't be much where they are.
They'll do what they can, and they'll come down for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
So they don't buy pork and they go to shul 3 days a year. It's hardly an Orthodox lifestyle.
Well, as Faye said, they'll do what they can.
They've got books and you can get lots of educational stuff for computers.
And how about mixing with other Jewish kids? You have to think about the future. Marriage partners.
You're getting a bit ahead of yourself, aren't you?
Oh, they don't stay babies for long. From childhood friends come teenage friends. And from teenage friends come fiancés.
Oh, look, Dad, the poor child's not even born yet. Let's get it out into the world before we start worrying too much about marriage plans.
Oh, let's give Judith a call.
Well, no point. She'd be at work at the moment.
Work? In her condition?
She's only a couple of months, Mum. She'll work up to the start of her maternity leave.
You see, everything goes in cycles. One generation of women fights to work. The next generation fights for maternity leave.
Well, Martin will be taking paternity leave.
Paternity leave?
He's entitled up to 6 months unpaid leave once a baby's born.
What for?
To help change dirty nappies and clean up sick. It's called quality time.
Well, perhaps that's one cycle that's been peddled a little too far.
Oh, a great-grandmother. Oh, I can still hardly take it in.
When I was a boy, a grandfather was an old, old man with a long white beard. A great-grandfather was unheard of.
Well, I have the feeling that this little mite will be hearing plenty from his or her great-grandfather.
You can say that again.
I wonder how Hebrew sounds in an Aberdonian accent.
So, you don't fancy Hampton Court, then?
Hmm.
Well, Simone?
Isn't that where Henry VIII lived?
I think so.
I don't want you getting any ideas about wife disposal.
He only beheaded two because they were carrying on behind his back.
Oh, so that made it all right, did it?
Well, the second one must have been a bit dim after she'd seen what happened to the first one.
She was probably in love, Brian. In love. People do strange things.
If you were married to Henry VIII, would you risk your life for a bit of nookie with me?
I wouldn't risk missing EastEnders for a bit of nookie with you.
Well, you don't need to. It's not on tonight. Come here.
Brian!
Come on, give us a kiss. Come on.
Get off! Listen, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, I know that voice. The serious voice.
Well, this is serious. Couldn't be more serious.
Ruddy Balcock's gone again, hasn't it? Whole thing needs replacing, if you ask me.
No, nothing to do with the Balcock.
Well, that's all right then. That plumber, he was a waste of time. All he did was drink our tea and witter on about these old houses.
I'm pregnant, Brian.
Only went up in the 60s. Hardly what I call it. You're what?
I'm going to have a baby.
You're going to have a...
Yes.
I'm going to be a...
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Are you sure?
No, it's just a hunch. Of course I'm sure.
When?
Beginning of April.
Oh, you realise if you have it by April the 5th, we get the full year's tax allowance.
I'll see what I can do. Now stop being an accountant for 10 seconds and give us a kiss.
Oh, whoops. Be careful.
What?
Don't want to squash it.
Brian, it's the size of a thumbnail.
Is it? Is that normal?
Well, of course it's normal. They're all the size of a thumbnail at this stage. I hardly think ours is going to be any different.
Well, I have my doubts. Anything fathered by me would be the size of a thumbnail, Simo.
Well, it is. Now, come here. I've got plans for you.
Oh, yes.
You got the spare room to turn into a nursery for a start.
What?
I got this paint chart from the shop. What colour do you fancy?
It doesn't make very good reading, Melvin.
It's a bit of a horror story, Rabbi.
The expenses up.
Income down.
But we can keep going, can't we?
Well, just about. God willing.
He is.
And the bank manager willing.
It's the loss of members that's really hitting us. Where are they all going?
Well, one or two just fall away.
There's always one or two.
A few die.
Inevitable.
And some... Well, some go to the...
Yes, I know, the reform.
Yeah.
But look, I know when they first opened, we lost a few. But surely we should be over that by now. Those who have gone have gone. Surely anyone who stayed this long isn't going to desert us now.
Rabbi, have you ever considered the future?
The future?
Well, retirement, for instance.
Retire? Why should I retire?
Well, it has been known...
I'd still have to come to the synagogue. You don't retire from being a Jew. I've got the best seat in the house. I might as well keep it.
Yeah, well, when you put it like that...
Are you suggesting that I should...
No, Rabbi, far from it. But you do have to think about the future. I mean, you won't always be here. And I won't always be here.
Well, I'm not here. You could always get a new rabbi. You would be harder to replace.
Oh, nonsense, Rabbi. No one could replace you but me. I'm just a functionary. The synagogue would keep going without me.
But you're a very good functionary, Melvin. Not to mention an unpaid one. We'd be struggling without you. Really struggling.
Oh, someone else would soon come along. After a while, you wouldn't even notice I was gone.
Well, I don't know about that, Melvin, but look, why do we even need to talk about it? After all, you're not going anywhere, are you?
That's great, Sadie. Really? Gosh, you don't look like a great-grandmother.
Oh, would you like me to turn into a little wizened old lady with no teeth and a walking stick?
I can't see you ever being wizened.
Oh, it happens. One morning you just get up, look in the mirror and poof, someone's crept in during the night and wizened you.
But a great-grandchild. Oh, Mazel tov. To the new arrival.
Not for a few months yet, but God willing, to the new arrival.
Oh, that's nice.
Only problem is, of course, we'll hardly see them. They live up in Aberdeen.
Aberdeen?
He's got a good job up there with an oil company. They like it, but it's a long way away.
Oh, I don't suppose there's much of a community up there.
To us, oil is something you fry fish in.
It's the way it is these days, though. People don't just spend their whole lives in one little village anymore.
No, you just get onto the motorway, and within a couple of hours you can be...
Stuck in roadworks just outside Luton. Oh, excuse me. Hello. Oh, hi, Brian. No, what? Oh, Brian, that's fantastic. Mazel tov. That's the second one I've heard today. Sadie and Rabbi Fine's granddaughter's expecting. Yeah. Yeah, OK. Yeah, I'm sure you've got lots of people to phone. Love to Simone. Bye.
Don't tell me.
Yep, that was Brian. Simone's expecting. God, it's an epidemic.
You know what they say? Everything comes in threes.
Well, I hope you're not looking at me.
Not just yet, anyway. Well, I must be going. Want to get a card after Judith. She says she'll come down and see us in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Albert.
Sounds like Steptoe.
Alexander.
Possibly.
It's an awfully big name for a thumbnail.
We can shorten it. Alex.
Or Alec.
Difficult, isn't it? How many pages in that book?
Plenty.
We haven't started the girls yet.
Tell you what, we'll let fate guide us to a name.
How?
Pick a number between 1 and 30.
12. We've been married 12 years.
Right, page 12. Now, pick a number between 1 and 24.
9. It was conceived on the 9th.
Well, you mean you know?
Yes, I know.
How?
I'm a woman, Brian. I'm an endlessly exotic and fascinating creature. Oh, that's that cabbage.
Okay, 3, 6, 9. Oh, my God. Horace or Hilda.
Oh, well, the fates have spoken. Poor little blighter.
Are you sure it wasn't the 10th? Then we could have Howard or Holly.
Well, I expect it was after midnight.
Right, Howard or Holly it is, then. I quite like them. Howard Franks. Sounds like an accountant already.
Is that the height of your ambition for him? Most men want their son to play for England.
Well, maybe you'll join the FA's accounts department. Nothing would make me prouder than if my son did a balance sheet for England.
Here, come and feel him.
There's nothing to feel. You said he was only a thumbnail.
Well, he's a bit bigger than that now.
But he's still only a squidgy thing in a big bag of water.
A squidgy thing? That is our child you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't go along with all this miracle stuff. It's a straightforward biological process.
Honestly? If you can't put it through an accounts book, you don't want to know, do you? You'll probably ask the hospital for an invoice.
No, I won't. I'm not completely soulless.
So what do you want? A boy or a girl?
Well, if it's a girl, I have to pay for the wedding. But if it's a boy, I have to pay for the bar mitzvah, which is cheaper, but it comes sooner, so I wouldn't have the chance to earn the extra interest.
Hi, Melvin.
Oh, hi.
Didn't know you were a tube traveller.
Oh, well, I'm not if I can avoid it. I got a meeting up in town with a couple of buyers.
Oh, right. I'm going down to High Street, Ken.
Oh, yeah? You're buying a few clothes?
Oh, the price is down there. I wish. Just meeting a friend for lunch.
It's great having a car, isn't it? Be even better if there was anywhere in London you could park the ruddy thing.
So, how are things at the Orthodox?
Oh, much the same, you know.
Yeah, just the way Rabbi Fine likes it.
Yeah, well, he can be a bit set in his ways.
What about you, Melvin? You've always struck me as a pretty forward-thinking sort of guy.
Well, I try to keep up with things.
Brian reckoned you might be a bit, unsettled.
Oh, well, you know, perhaps occasionally.
Maybe even that you thought the time might be ripe to give the reform a try.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a big step.
I know, but I think you and Anne would be very happy with us. I think you'd fit in.
Well, yeah, possibly.
Look, talk to her about it. A lot of your friends come to us.
Well, I'll mention it.
Give us a try for a while. If you don't like it, what have you lost?
Rabbi Fine's trust.
You have to be your own man.
Yeah, I know, but I'd have a lot of new things to get used to.
We're not as different as you might think.
Oh, aren't you? Well, obviously, I've never actually been to a reform service.
Ah, well, there you are, then. You can't condemn what you don't know.
Well, all right, I'll think about it, I promise.
We've got a lovely front row seat going spare.
Okay, I'll think about it. Oh, this looks like my train. Yeah. I'll speak to you later.
Hope so, Melvin. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it's lovely to see you, Judith, dear. Did you have a good journey?
Ugh, never again. 8 hours on that train.
Oh, poor thing.
Every loo blocked before we got as far as Stonehaven.
Oh, dear.
And the ruddy kid opposite kept kicking me under the table.
You'll have to get used to that sort of thing.
And the mother just smiled and said, she's hyperactive. She wouldn't have had attention deficit disorder if I got hold of her.
You won't say that when it's yours.
Mine will be brought up properly.
It's not so easy.
Oh, she'll manage.
run up a nice big phone bill to her mum every night, but she'll manage.
We are quite civilised in Aberdeen, you know. I've got more addresses of hospitals, health clinics and goodness knows what than I know what to do with.
They won't help you when the baby's crying at 3 in the morning. Only your mother will talk to you then.
Even this advice centre has opening hours, thank you very much.
Can't I phone you at 3 in the morning then?
Of course you can, dear, and if I can't help you, you can phone your grandma and ask her.
Well, well, well.
Hello, Grandpa.
How are you? Good journey?
I'm fine, but don't ask about the journey.
So, how's it all going? You getting everything ready?
I never realised you needed so much stuff. The house is like the quartermaster's stores.
I know. No house is big enough once there's a child in it.
Maybe Martin could get a spare oil rig. That would just about do for the average kid's toy cupboard.
Oh, will it be that bad?
Oh, you'll love every minute of it. Thought of any names yet?
Well, for a boy, we quite fancy Scott.
Scott? What kind of a name is that for a Jewish boy?
It doesn't make him any less Jewish, and he will be a Scott.
Scott Kugelman. Well, maybe.
And if it's a girl?
Shannon.
Shannon?
Yes, we think it's a lovely name.
But aren't all those nice biblical names back in fashion now? Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel...
No, it's a bit 1990s.
1990s? They're from 4,000 years ago. How all of a sudden can there be 1990s?
Things move a bit faster now, Dad. I mean, one minute something's in, the next it's out.
We want to help the poor thing fit in. It'll have a hard enough time in the playground as it is, being the only Kugelman in Aberdeen.
She's got a point there, Abraham.
You know what kids are like, Dad.
Three women I'm not going to argue with. But please, when you bring the child to the synagogue on Yom Kippur, if it's a boy, a yarmulke and talis, not a sporran and kilt, please.
Well, not long to go now, you two. Couple of months.
9 weeks, 3 days.
Don't go marking it in your diary, Brian. A few days either way, he said.
Well, as soon as you're ready, as far as I'm concerned. Go on. Give it a bit of a push. See if you can have it tonight.
What's the rush?
Well, I want to be a dad.
The paternal instinct's kicking in now. Once he started thinking of it as his child and not as a line on his tax return...
Oh, you should have seen the scan, Sue. It's incredible.
Oh, why don't you tell me all about it, Ryan?
Oh, he's just sort of lying there, sucking his little thumb. And it is a boy. We said we didn't want to know, but, well, it was obvious.
Was it?
Fine figure of a man, in fact. Nothing thumbnail about him now.
I think that was just the shadow, Brian.
Oh, I don't think so.
Mind you, he's right, Sue. They're very clear. I've had worse pictures back from Boots.
We're in the middle of antenatal class last week, and this bloke came in. His baby had just been born.
Come through the ordeal all right, Eddie?
Oh, he looked radiant. He still had the blood in his shoes and everything.
Charming.
I want blood on my shoes.
Well, blood on your nose if you don't shut up.
Well, I can see why you've decided to stand down as chairman of the committee.
Oh, I have to, Sue. For the time being, at the very least. I have my family to think of now.
Anyway, as I was saying, Barbara Green said she'd look after the money side. Now, will you take her through it one day next week?
Look at these. Look.
Yes, a pair of baby socks. Yes, very nice.
Aren't they just the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Please, Brian, go and put them away.
Oh, all right.
Well, I think I'd better be going too, to be honest. Bye, Simone. Thanks for tea.
Bye.
Look, if you can have a word with him when he rejoins us in the real world about Barbara Green...
Don't worry, I'll pull him through.
Well, at least he's interested. He'll be there with you on the date, no doubt, pushing.
Oh, no doubt. I don't mind as long as they give me the epidural.
Quite right, too.
I mean, if men can go through their lives semi-conscious, I'm damn sure I can for a couple of hours.
So, Melvin, why don't you tell me what's on your mind?
On my mind?
You've never asked me to come for a walk on a Sabbath afternoon before. It's quite a nice walk.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
It's not a bad day for the time of year.
It's bracing, it's quite pleasant.
But I don't think you've got me out just to walk around for the good of my health.
Well, no.
So, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking. You know, talking to one or two people.
Yes.
Religion, it's all about bringing people together, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of it.
Well, frankly, Rabbi, that's something the Reform are doing rather better than we are at the moment.
I see.
You see, the people going there, they seem to want to go there. Most of the ones who turn up to our place are almost doing us a favour. They're helping to keep the place going.
To do someone a favour, is that so terrible?
Well, I seriously think that... Rabbi, for me to get, well, what I want out of Judaism, well,
I may have to switch.
I'd be very, very sorry to see you do that, Melvin.
So I'm getting tired, Rabbi. I'm tired of this struggle just to keep the place viable, just to get a few people coming through the door, just to get enough money coming in. I mean, to me, religion's, it's being part of something that's bigger than you are. And at the moment, Rabbi, Hillfield Orthodox, it doesn't feel bigger than anything.
Have you ever climbed Follybrook Hill, Melvin?
What?
Have you ever climbed Follybrook Hill?
Oh, that's some hill, but it's a few years since I've been right to the top. But what's that got to do with
Come
it?
Come on!
Well, Rabbi, where are you going? Well, wait for me. Rabbi? Rabbi, what is this? No, I'm in no condition for climbing flipping great hills, Rabbi. Neither are you.
Not much further, Melvin.
Oy vey. Look, Rabbi, please. But what on earth is all this about?
40 minutes. Not bad for two old men, eh, Melvin? Look,
I never thought I'd say this to you, Rabbi, but you must be out of your mind.
Look at it, Melvin. Look at the view.
Well, yes, yeah, very nice. But I'd rather have a bit of warning next time you decide to take me hill climbing.
They say you can see 3 counties from here.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Look at that sky. Look at those hills. A few examples of man's handiwork as well. It's not quite so impressive.
Yeah, but what's all this got to do with what we were talking about?
Look around you, Melvin. Don't you feel part of something bigger than yourself now?
Well, yes,
We're all part of this, Melvin, like it's part of us. Orthodox, Reformed, Gentile, we're all part of God's creation. And that's something bigger than ourselves, much, much bigger than any of us can even begin to imagine. It's not religion that makes us part of it. Religion acknowledges it, celebrates it. You can be in the tiniest synagogue, you can be the last Jew left on earth, but as long as you keep the faith the way you know it should be kept, you're keeping the faith of your parents and grandparents and so on back for 100 generations.
Well, I don't know what to say.
You can say, I'll see you in your usual place next Saturday morning.
Yes, Rabbi, I'll be there.
Good. Other than that, save your breath. It's a long walk down. Coming!
Oh, afternoon, Rabbi Fine.
Good afternoon.
I was wondering if Sadie was in.
No, she's gone out with our daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think they found a baby shop within a 10-mile radius they haven't been to yet.
Oh, well, that's why I came round, actually. I bought a little something for the baby when it arrives, please God.
Oh, thank you. That's very good of you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yes, well, don't stand in the cold. I suppose you'd better come in.
Oh, thanks. How is your granddaughter?
Yeah, she's fine, as far as she tells us on the phone. Not the same as seeing her, of course, but please sit down.
Oh, thanks. Maybe they'll send you some videos once the baby's born.
Yeah, but there won't be any videos of it going to the synagogue or Hebrew classes or playing with other Jewish children.
Yes.
You know, don't get me wrong. I'm delighted we're having a great-grandchild. It's just that all this takes the edge off it a bit for me.
Oh, I know. It's like Brian,
You know Brian Franks' wife is expecting?
So I heard.
Well, I'm very happy for them, obviously. But Brian was my main help in running the synagogue. He really had his finger on everything that was going on.
Yes, you'll need someone like that. Very important.
I know, I used to laugh at him because of all the figures he used to come up with. But now I'm not guessing them. I realise they were quite useful.
You can't do anything without knowing the figures. I know ours only too well.
And I could talk over any problems with him.
Also important, no one can do everything on their own.
And Sadie. I used to enjoy my chats with her, but I don't seem to see so much of her now.
My Sadie? How often did you have a chat with her?
Well, not that often, but, you know.
I'm not sure that I do. Anyway, I'm afraid she won't be back till quite late. She was popping into the doctor as well as buying up the entire stock of... Tiny Togs, I think it's called.
Nothing serious, I hope.
No, just her usual prescription.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Yes, it's been nice talking to you. I'll see you out, and thank you again for the present.
Oh, my pleasure. And tell Sadie I was asking for her, and your granddaughter.
I will. Judith, pregnant. Simone Franks, pregnant. I wonder who'll be next.
Dad!
In here.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello. How did you get on?
Great. Mum and I saw the doctor, and guess what? She's pregnant. Dad? Dad? Are you all right?
What did you say?
Dr. Cohen. You know Alison Cohen. She's pregnant.
Oh.
That was part 6, the last in the current series of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Diane Keane featured as Faye, Rachel Smith as Simone, and Rebecca Gethings as Judith. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris and the programme produced by John Fawcett Wilson.